Just one quick halakha regarding Sefirat HaOmer. The Shara Kavanot brings down that after a person counts the Sefirah, well, he says the Beracha, Shekidishanu b'msota v'sivanu ha-Sefirat HaOmer, Hayom, etc., etc., he should then make the following request. Harahaman v'yahazir avodat bet ha-Mikdash, Amen. That God should return the service to the Beit HaMikdash speedily in our days. Amen. The reason why we do this could be for the following reason. It's because today we hold that the counting of the Sefirat HaOmer is midrabbanan. It's only rabbinically ordained. Because we do not have actually the Korban HaOmer that was brought in the times of the Beit HaMikdash. So we're praying to God that please God speedily build the Beit HaMikdash so we can bring the Korban HaOmer, and then the mitzvah will go back to being the Horaita. And even according to those opinions, like Harambam, that say Sefirat HaOmer is the Horaita, even Bizman Hazeh, but still, since we're saying Sefirat HaOmer, we're counting from the Omer, we're asking still for the temple to be rebuilt in order that we can actually bring Korban HaOmer. Since this is brought down by the Shara Kavanot, it would be proper for everybody to fulfill this practice. This answers yet another question that the Poskim asked. Since Sefirat HaOmer is a mitzvah that comes from time to time, how come then we do not say the Beracha of Shehiyanu? Like every mitzvah that comes from time to time, there's a Shehiyanu. But based on what we're saying today, since when we say the Omer, we're reminded of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and we're reminded that we're not doing this mitzvah in the perfect way, so when you remember the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, it doesn't bring you to a time to say, Shehiyanu v'Kiyemanu, that we're thrilled that we came to this moment. We're not so thrilled because we're not doing it in the optimum way. Hence, while Shehiyanu is not said, because the Harahaman is said.